Tony was uncomfortable with the car out where it was, not just because of possible storms, but because anyone who happened to walk out back could see it. Visitors were what he was thinking of, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public. The state police served John Q. and his family as well as they could, in some cases at the cost of their lives. They did not, however, completely trust them. John Q.'s family was not Troop D's family. The prospect of word getting around, worse, of rumor getting around, made Sergeant Chaindinks squirm. He strolled to Johnny Parker's little office. The county motor pool was still next door in those days, around 2:45, and sweet-talked Johnny into moving one of the plows out of Shed B and putting the Buick inside. A pint of whiskey sealed the deal, and the Buick was towed into the oil-smelling darkness that became its home. Shed B had garage doors at either end, and Johnny brought the Buick in through the back one. As a result, it faced the Troop D barracks from out there for all the years of its stay. It was something most of the troopers became aware of as time passed. Not a forebrain thing, not like an organized thought, but something that floated at the back of the mind, never quite formed and never quite gone. The pressure of its chrome grin.